Blog Talk Radio.
Healing.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright.
Hello and welcome to our water show today. It's very good to see you again. I hope you all had a nice Christmas. I did, and I'm very happy to see you now again. And I'm today here with Gary and Shanna, and Torben is our special guest. So it's going to be a sparkling, nice show. Hello.
Are you there, everybody?
Hi, everybody.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hi, Gary.
A very nice Christmas, everybody. Yeah?
It was perfect.
Oh. Somebody needs another Kleenex. Me too. My nose is running like a tap. I've got a bit of a sore throat, so you just have to excuse me if I start coughing and spluttering. But are you okay, Gary? Did you have a nice Christmas?
I did. I had a lovely Christmas in Southern California, and amidst the palm trees and the beach and the ocean, and it was quite different it was quite different from the Christmases I've been grown accustomed to for the past 16 years or so, living in the mountains, and it was quite lovely. The departure, and I'm still loving it. My dear friend Kristen, she's listening in, I think, and she's one of the guests, and bless her heart for opening her home and her heart for me to let me hear. So.
Anyway,
hi,
it's great to be here. Yeah, hi, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen.
Yeah, thank you for coming on with the guests as well. And we've got a fantastic guest tonight. To lead the healing team, we have Torben Munk-Nielsen. And after we've done the meditation later, he'll be telling us how to activate water for healing. So I can't wait for that. So you'll need two glasses of water today, one to drink and one to have activated. And speaking of water, you know that scientists are doing amazing studies on water. Work done by Schweitzer and others have led them to draw conclusions that water is a living element with a memory. Wow. One team sent out positive thoughts to tap water, which they then froze, and after the positive thoughts were sent to it, when they'd frozen it, it formed beautiful ice crystals, which didn't happen before to tap water. In fact, it doesn't happen to water unless it's either natural spring or mineral water, which of course is purified by Mother Nature. So, I mean, from earliest times, healers have been associated with springs as nature naturally creates healing waters. So that's why healing works on our bodies, I think, because we're about 80% water. So when positive thoughts are sent out to us, we can be healed too. And it's only a matter of time before scientists state categorically that that's what happens, don't you think?
Everybody? I think so. Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm nearly human.
Dr. Emoto is the one that did that extensive study on the water. Dr. Emoto, the doctor in Japan. And with the ice crystals sending love energy and transforming the water. So I'm really excited about having Torben here because I've talked to Torben on the air in quite some time. He and I did the healing or the ceremony of asking with the gold ring and Violet and I, and that was quite lovely. Yeah. And this is the first I've been on the air with him since. So it's going to be exciting. And to hear how Torben does that, his methods of healing water, that sort of thing. Yeah, looking forward to
this. Yeah, brilliant. And so when Torben does his meditation, sending out healing to us, it's going to work on us because we're 80% water as well. But also, I channeled a little poem one day when I was getting into the bath. Do you mind if I just share it with you? It's very short.
Sure.
I was just getting in the bath with dirty feet because I've been gardening. And this is what came to me. Think not of water as just a dilution in which to suspend our dirt and pollution. Rather, think of it as life solution. Because we're all made of water, aren't we? So it's life solution. So I thought I'd just share that with you. So sorry about that one. Anyway, while you get your other glass of water and get your candles ready for lighting in just a few minutes, we're going to play. Is it nice and clean? Something like that, Marika, is it called?
Simple and clean.
Simple and clean.
Simple and clean.
Okay. Well, that's me when I got out of the bath. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens when we... Thank you.
Now that was beautiful. It made me think of drops of water, and it was a beautiful song to listen to. And I heard Gary talking about the Dr. E. Mojo was his name, and we have a meditation with pictures of him later. Here is the link. You can preload it on YouTube and turn the volume down and push the pause button. When you're done, please send a heart in the chat room, and then later in the show we're going to see the video together. Okay, and in the meanwhile, Torben is going to tell us something about what he's going to do today. So hello, Torben. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Torben.
Hello. It's an honor for me to be a part of your show today. It's also an honor for me to be a part of Gold Ring, as Gary talked about earlier this evening, because it fits so very well to my set of mind, so to speak. So maybe shall I talk a little about what kind of therapy I'm using?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Please do.
Yeah. I use healing water, or make healing water, and it's to give divine energy to people, because through the use of water, you can actually change your DNA, and it's very easy and without any side effects whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago, I had a vision of helping many people at the same time, and it was not two or three, but millions. So now I think I have the solution to help many people at one time. Or it's very easy. And we use the internet to do that today, because you can download a sound I have made and just play it for your water, and the water will become healing water. One of the reasons why it is important to use such a sound is because the sound release or erase old memory from the water. We heard Janet talk about memory. Water can have a memory, or have a memory. And many parts of the world, you use recycled water. And I don't need to explain very much about what is going to happen with the water, but when you use it for washing and toilet and etc. So it's a good idea to erase the old memory from the water. And it's a sound I have channeled, and I call it the triple breath. And you play it for the water, and the vibration goes into the water, and then you drink the water, and the vibration from the water goes into your cells. Doesn't it sound simple?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that breathe new life into the water, so to speak, to revitalize the water? And when it does that, and when we drink it, it puts that vitality or that life back into us? Is that how that works?
That is right, Gary. And I actually saw, it was an Indian medicine man who also was a professor. He talked about how to make living water, and it was actually him who explained how important it was to erase the old memory from the water before you enter a new one. So if you put your hands around a bottle of water and giving it life energy, then it's good to erase the old one, the old memory before.
Uh-huh. And that does that. That erases the old memory and restores the water, revitalizes the water.
Yeah.
And you get that back and back into us, and revitalizes us. There's a lot to that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you can also Many of the types I've made different files for making healing water. I have also put some intention into it. For instance, I made one for abundance, and I visualize a person having a lot of abundance when they use the water, or if the one used, you know, the one I made for finding a soulmate, then your energy system, your higher self, and everything will cooperate in order to find your soulmate. How about that, Gary?
That's amazing. Yeah.
And if you have a partner already, then it will help you finding the soulmate in your partner. You don't need to get a new partner in order to get your soulmate. In case the one you have is not behaving like a soulmate, then you can help the person becoming a soulmate.
Wow. So it could turn the. It sounds almost like you can turn the water into love potion. You know, not love, something like that. I don't know. You know, put some mojo into the water, and you drink the water, and you get the mojo. And I.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
That's right, Gary.
Hmm? And I had a. I can ask a question.
Yeah.
When you use your triple bread sound, do you have to drink the water immediately, or can I take a bottle of structured water with me and drink it in an hour later? I was wondering about that. How does that work?
Yes, you can structure the water or play the sound for the water and take it with you on a travel or for work. It will, I don't know exactly for how long time it will keep its memory, but I think 14 days or so.
Oh, we do? Oh, really? Oh, that's good. That's good to know. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, but most people, they drink water every day. I make my own healing water every day, a couple of liters, and drink it during the day. And you can, we can also make some happy water that gives you the energy from being happy.
I'm all about that, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I drink a lot of happy water in my day. But it's not like that. It's a different kind of happy water, yeah.
Yeah. I've also made, the file, a special file for use. In cell phones, mobile phones, we all know that the cell phones are not so healthy. So I have made a file that when it's implemented on the cell phone, turns the cell phone into a healing cell phone. So you get healing when you talk in your cell phone.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, very fascinating.
It's so nice. Then you can upload it on your cell phone, and you can always use it wherever you are. The sound is very short, so it's very easy to use. And and my experience with it is it really makes you happy. it's very good.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I also use it for clients, you know, when they seek me for healing. Then I always give them one of this for cell phone, because they can continue the healing when they talk, and they can also play the sound for the wounded area. Have you tried that?
Yes, I did.
And if you have an elbow or a knee or something you have pain in, then just play the sound 3 times. Morning, midday, and afternoon, 3 times every time, and then it will speed up or accelerate the healing.
Well, I can't wait to hear how you're going to do it, Torben, so we better move swiftly along. We're going to run out of time here. Okay.
Okay,
so you're going to do the link now, are you, Marika, to the chat, to the video?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it's already
yes,
there.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the hearts. Are you ready, guys?
Okay.
Did you preload the link?
Yeah, everybody click the link and load the video and mute the sound and put it on pause. And when you've done that, send a heart up into the chat room and we'll just get things started.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the hearts is what we're doing. There we go. Here they come.
Here they go. Here they go. That's good.
Okay.
Shall we do the countdown then, Gary?
I think so.
Because I think while they reach these words, all the hearts are up in the chat room. So, here we go, guys. I'm going to count. Yes. And when I say start, then we all press the play button and we look at the video together. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start.
Right now, it's time to light our candles, if you've got them ready, and some incense if you like. And we're lighting the candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also, the energy of fire with prayer and focused intention is one way in which we can manifest our goals, which are, of course, to send out love, light and healing to all mankind and to Mother Earth and all that is. We're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm, and we're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North. Please bring love and protection now. Thank you. we're going to ask the Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us this evening and bring love and upliftment now. Thank you. We're going to ask the Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring wisdom and love now. Thank you too. Also, the Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring love and healing now. We'd also like the assistance of the Archangel Metatron, the Sananda Jesus, and the Magdalene energies. We know that Sananda Jesus is here because when any amount of people are gathered together in his name, he's always present. And this evening we're using the Christ angelic energies to deliver the healing. And Torben Monk Nielsen is healing our team of therapists in the chat room. We have about 20 therapists and about 8 special guests in the chat room as well. And we're now in the presence of the angelic realm. Know that you are loved unconditionally. And as we synchronize our breathing, we connect with our breath, because that is the way to connect with all that is. Our Creator was there when we took our first breath. And now we're going to ask that Marika does the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shana. I will ask all listeners, citizens of Mother Earth, to be aware of your connection with her and with all that is. See yourself where you are right now. Close your eyes and visualize with me. You are standing on a world globe. Visualize we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands, surrounding her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our heart together into one space. We are focused on the crystal heart of our Mother Earth. And when we concentrate, we can feel her heartbeat as the heartbeat of all that is. We feel the energy of healing flowing from within our hearts through the heart of Mother Earth and back to us, and flowing all around the world through the hands we are holding. We can see and feel the most beautiful energy flow of healing flowing around our circle of light. Above the center of the earth, we see a giant book floating in space. It is the book of healing requests. We can write down all names we want in that book. The first name you write down is your own name. Now please write it down. And set the intention that when you write down your own name, that's what healing is all about. When you've written down your own name, you write down, you heal the whole world, and you start healing yourself. But you can pay attention to any other person, animal, or plant you want by writing down their names too in the book. You write down the names of the people in the healing fountain list as well. I give you a little bit of time to write all names down now, so please go ahead. And now that you've done that, we see the Book of Healing packs down. She stopped in the center of the earth, the place where all hearts are focused on. And while we keep our focus, we continue on to Torben for his healing session. Thank you, Torben.
Yes, thank you. You will now participate in the healing of Mother Earth and yourself. It will be a healing of the waterways, lakes, seas, and rivers on the surface and in the depths of Mother Earth. Also, a healing for the waterways in your body. This healing is to honor the man who taught me the foundation for my work with healing water, also Camadon. He has ascended and helped me from the other side, and he has given me permission to make this healing for you tonight. Water is very symbolic of the God source vibration energy in a third dimensional manifestation. All forms of life must have water to exist on planet Earth. Look at the abundance of life that exists in water, the seas, rivers, and lakes. Not your body more than 70% water. Consumption of water has a profound effect on the energy in the body. This is because water is one of the primary vehicles of life energy. We call it prana. Water is crystalline in nature. When you drink it or bath in it, it has the ability to transmit light between cells in your body. Thus, the water around your planet, in whichever form, during rain, contains prana, universal life force, transmits light which equates to the true nature of God. You are water and its people, and you contend every aspect of divine soul. It is all around. In many locations around your planet, the water is polluted. What does this say about your human consciousness connection to your God selves? How many people are now actively involved in cleaning up your waterways worldwide? Your consciousness is shifting, and you are becoming aware of the importance of water, symbolically and physically, as an intricate aspect ascending to higher vibration of divine body. Every cell in your body is surrounded by water. This water is called structured water. This structured water is very sensitive and totally influenced by the function of your body's health. When your body is suffering from irregularity, the structured water around your infected cells become unbalanced. With the healing process, we must attend to balance of the cellular structured water first. This will greatly accelerate the healing process of the body. It is not necessary to understand everything in details when we do the healing. Just follow the instructions and have faith in the masters who will assist you in the process. Sit comfortably and place your hands in your lap, and if you have a crystal, you can hold it in your hands. If you don't have a crystal, you can imagine that you have one. It will work as well. Now, activate pillars of light in each corner of the room and call in Archangel Michael's legions of light to surround the room, connecting to the pillars of light. Visualize a platform of light underneath you and a canopy of light over the top, also connecting to the pillars of light. Now visualize three sacred super power balls of love around the room, all connected to a triple pillar of light into the center of the room. It makes a connection from the central sun to the heart of Mother Earth. Next, visualize a fifth dimensional temple of light from above and below, encapsulating and surrounding this structure of light with the three sacred super power balls of love being the main central chamber of the light temple. Within the main chamber, located in the three central pillars of light, visualize all-knowing, all-seeing, inner eye of God, also called the Eye of Horus. Now, visualize yourself sitting within the center of the light temple, within the Eye of God, with the three pillars of light connected to your spine. You are now the center of this light structure. Now, call in and honor the presence of Kamadon Grand Master, Kamadon the Mentor, all the Ascended Masters, male and female, the White Brotherhood, the Great Ones of the Central Sun, Elohim, the Archangels and Angelic Realms, Lady Mary, Lady Kuan Yin, Adina. White buffalo calf woman. Sai Baba. Sananda. Maitreya. Melchizedek and the 144,000 Melchizedek pillars. Now call in and honor the presence of Thoth, Metatron, and Enoch. Next, call in your spirit and master guides, your ministering angels, to be your companions, guidance, and protection along this divine journey. Now begin to empty your mind for the next 1 to 2 minutes, and you do like this. Imagine that you pull a string of pearls out of your head, where your third eye is located. The pearls will now track your thoughts, and you can release your thoughts that way. Now we will do the activation like this. I will give the commands, and when I say activate, it will be executed with a breath. It is very easy, so don't worry. Spherical thought intention with breath. Infinite balanced cellular structured water activate. Inhale. Now you can see Mother Earth and all the waterways. We are now going to send healing to all the water, waterways and water in every form on the planet. Imagine a pillar of liquid light coming from the central sun all the way to Mother Earth and to all her waterways. Spherical thought intention with breath. Incoming liquid light from the central sun all the way to Mother. Activate. Inhale. Same time, you'll also receive the liquid light into your body. You can feel of vibration coming in, and it will activate upper body. All the wounds and all the suffering you have had in the past, present, in all dimensions. Draw yourself into the center of Mother. Feel the gratitude. She is happy that you assist in the healing of her, and you will receive healing of your body. Feel and sense and see your being emanating the balanced liquid energy throughout Earth and atmosphere. Now expand your encoded light out into the solar system, encompassing the sun. Bath in this powerful light and love for as long as you wish, emanating your balanced, structured encoding. When you feel for it, you can return to yourself. Thank you.
That was really beautiful, Torben. Thank you very much. And right now, for the people who want to close the chakras, we're going to do that. If you don't want to close your chakras, that is up to you. Or if you want to just partly close them, it's your choice. For the people who don't know what chakras are, they are the spinning vortexes of energy that we open to send healing throughout the body. Some people find that they are exhausted if they leave them open all the time. So if you want to close yours, pretend you have doors and go to the top of your head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel, closing that door. And down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, closing that door, but just leaving that one open a tiny bit to connect you to Mother Earth, so that you feel grounded and secure to Mother Earth while you're living in your physical body. And then we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of light. He's taking you by the hand now, putting you into a pyramid of light, sealing it at the top with a blue seal to keep you safe and secure until next time we meet, or until next time you open your chakras to meditate. Thank you. And we've been surrounded by the angelic realm tonight, your guides and inspirers and guardian angels. And we ask that they continue to be in the archives if anyone's listening there. And we want to thank them for being here. And right now, we're going to ask Torben to tell us about how to make the water, the healing water. Thank you, Torben.
Yeah, thank you, Jen. You just take a glass of water and put in front of your speaker, or if you are wearing a headset, you are welcome to use that as well. Then you will start to hear some music. I call it clearing music. It's made by my son, and it's because you can, when you listen to the music, then you can clear your mind, so you will get rid of all the negative thought forms, etc. So you can have the full intention of what you want from the water. And the triple breath we have chosen for today is for health. It's a very powerful triple breath and create very powerful healing water. And you are welcome to go back in the archives to play it again. Or you can go to my website, healingwateronline.com, where I have a lot of free triple breath for use. But I think Gary will now start the music, and then we will make some healing water by the sound.
Oh, yes, you can drink your water now to release the toxin. It was a bit Palmer, wasn't it? You know what I mean? Addicted to Love. What was his name? Palmer. Anyway, we want to thank everybody for being here this evening. We want to thank all our therapists and our guests. And we want to thank the listeners for being here as well. And Gary and Marika, and especially Tobin Monk-Nielsen, who did an absolutely brilliant job of the meditation. And don't forget, next week we've got Nanainko, who's coming to talk about transition again. We have a few more things to mention about transition. So she's coming especially next week to do that. And we want to wish everybody a Happy New Year, don't we, Marika? Are you there, Marika? Rosie Palmer.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here. I had a lot of screens too, so I had to sort my button, you know. But I mean, yes, we want to do that, yes.
Yeah, I was just asking you have you got plans for New Year's Eve? You're going to be having a big party over there in Holland.
Oh, no, not too big.
No.
But no, just with a little bit of family and enjoying the evening. So that's nice, too.
Oh. And what about you, Gary? Are you having a party?
No, but I'll be doing a show. I'm going to be doing a New Year's Eve show for those who are staying in and not partaking in amateur night. it'll be a bit of a party in itself. I mean, people have a good time at my shows. And, you know, it's clothing optional, and the chocolate fountain will be ready, and the e-cocktails will be ready as well. So come on.
I'll be there.
Yeah, the chocolate fountain. Absolutely.
How far is it? There's a big pond between us, isn't there?
Yes.
Something called the Atlantic Ocean. And
the big pond.
No, I can't swim.
It probably goes on about 4 a.m. your time, so it may be a bit late for you. But
Probably, yeah. Anyway, we've had a brilliant night. Thank you very much again, Torben. It's been superb. And I'm going to definitely keep playing that archives noise that you made so that I can do all the water. Or I can get online, can't I, onto your website and do that. Yeah.
Yes.
Are we going to have a New Year song, did somebody say?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
We have it. I'm going to wish you all a very happy New Year's party then, and here we go.
Yeah, so happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone. Stay safe.
Happy New Year. See you,
Jonathan.
Happy New Year, Torben.
Happy New Year to you, Gary, and thank you all for having me here tonight.
Thank you for coming. You've been brilliant, Torben.
Welcome. Thank you. Now it's time for celebration.
Yeah.
Wizard of changes, war.